Hey, this is a dark tangent, organizer of DEF CON. You're about to listen to some speeches from DEF CON 3, held July 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, 1995. Now, the Tropicana has since been renovated. This speech and all speeches are copywritten, all rights reserved, the dark tangent, and DEF CON Communications. Permission is expressly granted, though, for educational, non-profit use. If you have any more questions about DEF CON, or want to send me some email about the copyright status, please email me at dt@defcon.org, or the website is www.defcon.org. Now, kick back, get ready for some good speeches, and thanks for supporting it.
Is this on? Hello? Hi. This is on, right? So what I'm going to talk about is Females of Sound Tech, which is an IRC channel. And you should know before I start that it's not a scientific survey. If you want some super scientific, intellectual type survey, you can get a hold of me and I'll give you one. This is not that. This is just sort of a little sampling of some people. They've all consented to have this profile done of them, which was kind of nice. One of them actually is here, and she's going to read her own statement in a little while. Where are you, Vampy? There you are. Okay. All right, so I'm going to just start and go through these. I put this guy up here, and he looks kind of like a guy who's here. Kevin, Marcus, are you here? This was not modeled after him, although it does kind of look like him. He's sort of every female hacker's ideal hacker guy. If you don't look like this, however, if you don't look like this, it's not a problem because on the internet, nobody knows what you look like. You can look like this if you want to. Just say you do. Yeah, you'd be surprised how many people actually do that. And I just woke up, so I'm kind of having a problem here logistically. The reason I decided to do this really was threefold. One of the reasons was that a lot of guys are always asking me, how can I meet females who actually know how to code? And I'm not talking about girls who know how to call up and do a little bit of engineering to get some info, or girls who use their body to get your password file. I'm talking about girls who really know what they're doing, who know, you know, that if you type in certain things happen, and they know what those things are, and they know what is going to be the result if they do those things. So I'm talking here about people who really are technologically adept in most cases, or who want to be, which is what this is supposed to be about, hacking, wanting to have this knowledge, not about social engineering or the other things that some people sometimes refer to as hacking. This is a gratuitous slide of what most guys on IRC are really like. Now, this guy asked me to put him up, and he said I could use him as a model. His name is Red Dragon. I call him Fedwagon. He likes women, studies computers, never been arrested, and his best line is, I love you. Now, that really works on girls. If you say that in a very nice, sweet way, they will usually talk to you. It works a lot better than, yo, bitch, are you a chick? That generally does not work. Now, you've seen what women on IRC commonly like to think of as the ideal guy. Here I have sort of what the guys tend to tell me they are. Backwards. They are thinking of when they're talking on IRC. And women kind of get this idea because of the things that guys commonly say. There are some things which are generally not cool to say to women on IRC. Now, you all know what those things are. I don't have to repeat them. But if you, Chris, are you here? No, but if you want to know, you can get onto Alice One's homepage, where this entire paper, complete with the things that I'm not going to say, will be as soon as I've had a chance to put it together. I live in a place where I was just evacuated for a hurricane, so I could not complete the whole little paper electronically, but it will be there. Alice One, probably in a week, as soon as I get back home. So the first reason was that guys, underground.org, www.underground.org. The first reason I did this because guys ask. The second reason is journalists. Now, journalists tend to ask a lot of questions. What are girls like who hack? Are there any female hackers? Can you tell us where we can find female hackers? I don't know. But the profiles I'll give you will be kind of a model you can use, and it will be as good as anything else that you generally use when you're portraying hackers, so you can feel free to do that. And You can contact these people if you like. They'll talk to you. But since they're not representative of what everybody's like, they're just sort of a vague sampling. The third reason is there are other females out there who do this sort of thing. And since it took me a long time to find other women, probably because I didn't really tell anybody I was there that I was female for a long time. Things are kind of changing and people are more able to say this sort of thing. But in case there are other people, females, who are interested in this, you know, you can contact some of these people. They've all expressed that they're happy to talk with you. And don't say those bad things to them. Let's see. Okay, the first person that I'm going to look at here is someone who I met who goes by the name Vamprella. And what I'd like to do is I'd like her to come up here. I was going to read this for her, but since she's here, I think she can read her own statement. Is that back? There. There you go. And she can just take this microphone and read her little statement, and I'll show her where it is.
It's right here. Sorry, you can't move that or you're going to see all your stuff.
Oh, okay.
So read down to there.
Hi, I'm Vamprella. Nice to meet y'all.
And you go to right there.
Okay. Now, I'm going to say, hi, everyone, and you have to say hello, Vamprella, back, okay? Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Oh, that's pretty good. Well, you know, I totally understand the problems that women have in the computing world. I'm from California, and I was reading an article in this month's California Computing News, and it stated that women aren't being taken seriously in the computing world. And this fact really doesn't surprise me very much, as you can just look around you and see how many women are here. Now, the men of Silicon Valley are baffled as to why women aren't getting involved in computers. It says that software and hardware aren't aimed at women. But, go figure, huh? But personally, I don't feel that women have a lower IQ or less of an ability to figure out mechanics or to figure out anything that's technical. For example, some of my best girlfriends work as construction workers, mechanics, and the such. And additionally, all of them are very beautiful. They're not butch, and they're not ugly, and they actually wear makeup and shower on a regular basis. Thanks. Now, I recently tried to apply to UPT, and I found out that I was the first woman to apply since 1988, although I don't know if Invalid Media is here, but I didn't get in. UPT is the unfamiliar territories, right? I knew that. I guess they've since changed their address since then, when I applied. But they said that I didn't actually know enough stuff, which is obviously a bunch of, well, you know, bunch of bull. So, so I find that the women of Pound, Pack, and IRC are generally much less likely to get into the childish matches of ego, like band kicks and stuff like that. And to be a woman in this scene, you not only have to know what you're talking about, but you actually have to know more than a man to be taken seriously. Now, I've only been around hacking about a year and a half. I've only seriously been into it for about 6 months or so. And since I've been involved in this area, I've been to 2,600 meetings, New York City, San Francisco, Sacramento. And actually, my girlfriend and I were the only two women at the 2600 meeting in January in New York City. And at the Sacramento 2600 meeting, I'm usually the only woman there, though I've heard there's another woman that goes, but I've never met her. And Thea, I just wanted to tell you that I'm really proud that you're doing a talk at DEF CON about this subject. It's a much-needed topic. And thank you very much. And if you ever see me on IRC, please feel free to message me, and I will talk back to you as long as you don't, you know, say, hey, bad things, you know.
So, thank you. So now we'll get down to the more personal details here about Vamprella. As you can see, she's 5'6", and this is a very interesting thing that I noticed. Everybody I talked to was 5'6". And everybody that I talk to eats at Taco Bell. And I started thinking this is some kind of conspiracy that you have to be 5'6" and eat at Taco Bell if you want to be on IRC. Her favorite color is black. Everybody's favorite color is black. She'd like to meet Mark, and she says that doing illegal stuff is dumb. It's important to find out problems so they can be fixed. And something that she didn't mention, which I thought was really cute, was her best pack. When she and her friends hacked a candy machine by turning it upside down, they left all the candy. They did take some good ones, like the Rice Krispie treats, with a note describing the problem with the machine. I think the candy vending company just started, and if I were them, I would want to solve this problem. So I thought that was pretty neat, and that was pretty good. The next person I talked to was a girl. Her name is Jasmine. And these slides aren't really the people. They're just the only slides I could find on CorelDRAW. And you will notice that she is also 5'6". She's a theater major, and her favorite line is, "Moo, cows are sexy." Cows are a very hot topic on IRC, and you can always make new friends if you talk about cows. She's really not too much into hacking, and she was really, really concerned with the fact that somebody might think that she was kind of a bit of a lamer because she didn't know, but she was really open, much more open than a lot of people about talking about this. And I think it's that kind of quality that makes good hackers, people who aren't afraid to say, you know, I really don't understand this. This is not the kind of people who will get a script and run it. You know, they will ask you first what it is, so you don't read about Folger's crystals being removed as their whole home directory is gone. The sorts of people who will ask questions are the sorts of people who don't tend to get in a lot of problems. I think this is a good thing. Oh, here is the next person. This is a really nice person, and she gave me a really nice statement, if I can find it here. Oh, Jasmine. She has some really, really cool things, and so when you read the story, be sure and look up what her favorite food is in the part of the article that deals with her. It's one of those things I can't say. Lady Ada made a statement, and you can read her information there while I'm looking for it. Here it is. She says, Lemur, which is her name, pronounced Happy Funball, currently struggles through work and school in Boston, yay, home of excessive lameness, boo. She isn't a hacker, and the I have the latest send mail exploit, and you don't, nya, 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 and keeps to programming and learning. Ever since a bad reaction to Pound Hack, she has kept off it and feels no remorse. That is not true. For fun, she dresses up as a leather-toting Dami, Richard, how do you say it? One of those! and whips freshmen at her school who try to be cool by, how'd you guys know that? expressing their lack of knowledge about technology and the net. By the way, the previous sentence is completely true. To really irritate her, brag about the groups you're in, focusing on what sites you have, as a whole, broken into, read, run scripts on. Find people whose telephones you have shut off, accounts you have RM-RF'd, and mail spools you have distributed. She believes in information distribution to those who will not abuse it, and the dwindling hacker population willing to go out and look through code for bugs and then tell comp.security.star. So she's a really nice little person, and you can read, and she really is jailbait. She's really young, and she's real little. Veggie can pick her up in one hand. I've seen him do this, pick her up in one hand and hold her up. So she's really quite small little person, but really nice, nice little person. Oh, the next person. I don't have a picture here. It's intentionally left blank. And when you see it, you'll see why. no booing. Don't do that. Bad thing. She had one message she wanted me to bring to everyone here, and that was woo. So I'm bringing that. She's been mistaken for a man, and her least favorite line is, can I ask you a question? How can a guy like me get to know you better? She has long, light brown hair, programs in a lot of languages, and she's 5'6". The plot thickens. I'm not in this. I don't have to say how tall I am. No, I'm taller. This is a... This was probably one of the most interesting people that I talked to, Juliet, who is posed as a man on IRC, not when she was being one of those dominatrixes. Yeah, those things. She's been hacking 1 year, allegedly, and freaking 3 years, allegedly. We're not saying that anybody has done anything illegal here, just allegedly. That would be what she had done if she'd done it, which I'm not saying she did. She has burgundy hair, and I didn't get how tall she was, but how tall do you guys think she is? I bet that's got to be it. That's going to be it. Her favorite line is, "Hey, baby, can I hack root on you?" And her least favorite line is the same least favorite line that every female I have ever met on IRC says is their least favorite line. What do you guys think that is? Yeah. No, that's not a line. That's not a line. It's, "Are you a chick?" followed by other things which you can read about in the paper, which I'm not going to say here. They're those bad things. She said something that a lot of the females that I talked to, they're sick of having to hide their femininity to get anywhere in the scene. She's also jailbait, so give her a few years and, you know, see what happens. Now, this is supposed to be the end of the presentation, but something happened before I left, which I realized I should say something about, and that was that had to do with Torkey's video. Have you guys seen Torkey's video? How many people have seen it? It's nice, isn't it? It's a really nice video. If you haven't seen it, make sure you see it while you're here when she's able to show it. Buy a copy of it if you possibly can. It's really worthwhile. But what happened was, and you can read this when I put it on the screen, is she mailed me a copy of a letter that someone sent to her. And here is the letter, which was, could you speak up? Could you yell that?
Thick.
You said a bad word. This mail came to me, and this is really difficult for me because I work with the guy who wrote this. I do some work with them, and so it's a really difficult position, but I happen to believe in what Torkey's done with this film. And what he said in his review, and this was written to him in all sincerity to try and compliment her, was that she had produced a fascinating glimpse of the sick world of criminal hacking. More alarming than the tales of UFOs is the segment entitled The Loft. The spelling is in keeping with the criminal hacker's underground penchant for odd spelling. PH for F, zeros and ones for zero and L, and so on. Using unorthodox spelling must give these powerless losers the illusion of rebellious originality. You guys like that? Yeah. I really like that. I especially like that because I'm one of the people who has an account at the Loft. So I really liked my colleague calling me a powerless loser. He's not here. The Loft is a clubhouse packed with networks and workstations. God forbid. The Loft is packed. Criminal hackers. Hi. Come to practice and teach their penetration techniques. As I said in a video I did for NCSA, it has ports. It's supposed to be penetrated. The sight of such an organized learning center oriented to teaching criminality is pretty chilling. I think law enforcement agencies have to see this film to realize how important education is and will be in proper security for all systems and networks. Yeah, really structured well. So, I don't have a problem with the guy, and I'm not here to say I have a problem with this person, but I have a real problem with this attitude, because I think that we should be talking about attitudes and reality here. And I was talking with some people at the Loft, and they said they were very upset about this. So then I asked Torkey, can you send me a copy of the video? I'd really like to see it. So I got a copy of the video. Thank you, Torkey, if you're here. And I didn't see anything like this at all in the video. I watched it a couple of times. You did a nice job, by the way. So my friend there said that he thought we should have an apology. Now, it's not very likely that we're going to get an apology here or anywhere, and I don't know exactly where the review is being published, but we at the Loft have decided to ask for a retraction of this statement and ask what evidence he has that members of the Loft community are powerless losers. He's had a run-in previously with Veggie, which I think Veggie will probably talk about that tomorrow. So I won't go into that, but it's pretty interesting. Try and hear that if you can. Deciding Deriding someone for the spelling of the name they choose shows there isn't any substance in your statements. What do you think of Ziff Davis Interactive Week, the AT&T Advantage, the software publisher to market, and host of non-traditional spellings used by internet marketing and design companies? Loft is original. Do you have any evidence that criminal hackers come to the Loft to practice and teach there? Can you guys say that for me? I love that. On the contrary, the Loft is a place where the curious can experiment with operating systems and networking without committing any crimes or damaging anyone's data. At the Loft, no one is stealing information or stealing computer time. They're hacking their own computers and operating systems, just as any college security lab or corporate security developer would. The goal is learning and development, not crime. Your whole attitude toward the Loft seems to stem from a complete lack of understanding. If you actually came to the Loft and saw what goes on, we think you would have a different opinion of us. We are a group of people for whom computer security and communications technology are a hobby. Like any other hobbyists who get engrossed in their subject, we yearn to explore new methods, build new tools, I like the building new tools part, and expand our knowledge and prowess. Also, like other hobbyists, we seek to mentor others and share our skills so that like-minded may enjoy what we enjoy. Now, the reason I brought this up is there are people in law enforcement who are watching these videos. And I think the main point that I would like to stress, what I got out of this video, is the time for doing witch hunts and name-calling of people is kind of over. And if hacking is really about sharing information and learning how systems work, that's a good and positive thing. And people shouldn't be unfairly harassed and hounded because they believe in sharing information or because they have a clubhouse where you can learn penetration techniques. And my final statement is basically, since I'm not going to have time to take any questions, I couldn't answer them anyway. If you want to talk about the video, call Torquay. If you want to talk about the letter, I'll call that guy. If you want to talk to these women, you look them up. My main last closing comment here is just that if anybody thinks this is all baloney, that women really don't have any place on the scene and don't know anything, you should try to remember last year at DEF CON, some pretty interesting things happened. People said that it was all silly and didn't really happen, and nobody could know about it if they did. And probably the person who mentioned it and was derided for it and called a liar and said that they made it all up, that probably would have been a woman that did that. And that's kind of interesting to note. And that's basically about it. So thanks. Bye.